It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 782.
What's happening, guys? What's going on? Happy Monday.
Great to be here.
It's even better for me being here.
Why?
Because I had a great weekend.
That's good. So did I, actually.
Did you?
What was the highlight of yours?
The highlight of mine was getting a text message from you, Josh Jansen, at about 10 p.m. on Friday night saying, you've got your Instagram back.
Do you know how I knew?
Well, you knew before me. I went to bed at 8:30 and didn't wake up until 7:30 the next day. So you knew before me. How the fuck did you know?
The reason I knew was because Rod from Beach House Blairgowrie did an Insta story.
So Rod know?
Yeah, I don't know, but Rod knew.
He's just been tracking it.
Yeah, Rod knew before you or I that it had gone up.
It was one of the greatest.
That's so funny.
It's the greatest moment after something bad happening where you wake up and you have a flurry of messages. Just congratulating. People clapping.
Who wrote to you?
I woke up having. There was probably five or so. There was five messages.
Who from?
I can't even remember. It just felt good that they were there.
When else in life would you get messages like that?
And to tell you what. I got more followers.
Did you?
So I came back and it turns out there's all these gronks that weren't following me from the gronk squad.
Do I need to do some sort of faux exit?
It works.
Maybe
just got a new one. Just got another follower too. Yeah. So there was a bunch like, and it also, I don't know if people like unfollowed me and then followed me back, but I got a couple. Either way, it's good
news. Congratulations.
The thing is, I had a couple of people on the case. So backtrack, hacked. Had to verify my Facebook. Then
your
somehow,
Facebook, your Instagram, it was all gone.
It got taken down. Mm-hmm. Kaput. Sorry, we can't reverse this decision. So a couple of cats got on the case. Rob Ward from Quadlock, Jules Lund from Tribe.
They all have Facebook account managers based on their ad spend.
Here's the thing. I had to send out some thank yous, but I can't be sure which person actually did it. I'm leaning towards Jules Lund because I had to send him a new email address.
It was a team effort though, wasn't it?
This is the thing.
To send flowers to everyone.
Well, I sent a thank you to everyone. I was on an email chain with Susan from Facebook and then Jules was on with Jasmine. And so anyway, someone internally did it and I'm just saying thank you. Thank you. It's bloody bird.
That's nice.
It's back.
And any changes that we're going to see to your Instagram? Are you going to get looser, post more?
Oh, I closed it. I don't want Facebook Instagram anymore.
You just downloaded all of your stuff.
It's all gone.
Have you done a big download? Big dump?
This morning? Or
I did hear the bell. Sales bell.
The sales bell for people who don't work at the office is when the toilet brush is used and it makes a ding-a-ling sound.
Yeah, we like to just pretend that that's when people are making cash, making sales. There's actually...
It's about as exciting.
Yeah. because there's
Why are you so funny?
He is.
I had a great weekend. I'm excited.
What'd you do?
Well... Saturday, we got a heater for my room. We came into the office and picked up the old heater from TJ's office.
Yeah.
So we got a warm bedroom now. We also went to Bunnings and got some succulents, which was exciting.
Beautiful. Okay, yeah, great.
And then on Sunday, we went for a little walk in Darabin Parklands.
Nice.
And then we cooked dinner last night.
Oh.
And we made salmon... with miso mayonnaise, and no one in my family likes mayo or salmon.
Great.
And then for the main, we did miso chicken on rice with a salad.
Yeah. And so how did that go with the family?
I mean, I overcooked the rice. And Grace,
one of the easiest
did a great job of the rest.
Yeah. Like rice is hit or miss for a lot of people.
Rice cooker or no, just in the pot. Just in
is
the
he
pot.
Saying it right? As well,
miso.
Is he saying that right?
I don't know. It sounds a bit bogan, but yeah.
Because I know you like your Japanese cuisine.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, it's definitely not how you say it in Japan.
Okay. So, but how
do you say it? I feel like you're
probably
Japan
file. Miso. Yeah.
That's miso. Not. That's
no accent. No, we're not doing accent. It's not an accent.
I'm saying that's probably how they say it.
Sure.
I can't speak Japanese, but
you need to put it on an accent for Japanese. Tim Ferriss. Have you heard him speak?
Oh yeah. Well, no. I guess whenever you speak another language, you've got to change the way that your mouth moves.
Well, you definitely can't say it like us bogan Australians.
Mm. Yeah, it's like German.
Yeah.
I go into a bit of guten Tag.
Yeah, there is a
Wie geht's dir? Guten Tag.
Try and do that with an Australian accent.
Guten Tag. V8 dear.
Yeah.
I've actually been told by a German, if you're a German listening, tell me how my accent is, but I have been told.
Yeah.
I did say Entschuldigung, and I don't say that very well, Entschuldigung, which is sorry.
Yeah.
Which I said in Vienna when I was passing someone, Entschuldigung.
And you were just saying sorry.
But
it's not the right.
Well, someone said that. I was like, no, it was fine. But they're like, I didn't understand. A friend who was with me said, you're saying that wrong. I don't actually know what word you're saying.
Entschuldigung. One of the things I noticed from not having Instagram to then getting it and then feeling like a. So when you have a kid, there's all this shit you want to be doing, but then there's in the moment with the kid that is just there's pulling your attention. You can't like as soon as you sort of go into your phone, it's like you feel the separation, you feel the neglect almost.
Yeah.
And so, you know, come a weekend, I used to love doing some work and, you know, like I enjoy it. It feels like it's.
Did you go to the cafe on Sunday?
Saturday went. Amy came as well and Bodhi ordered his toast. I wasn't going to buy him toast because I thought it's too much, too affluent.
Mm-hmm.
We're not that affluent. Mm-hmm. And he ordered toast by himself. So he got the toast. Anyway, but there's like a, it would be the, it's the feeling you get when you know you need to post something or you think, okay, I want to post something, but then you don't have any time to post it because you're distracted and you're like, oh, and so you just are in this tension of, I need to do this thing, but I've got something in the way right now.
Yeah.
But then I was in the middle of that and I was like, this is just a perpetual feeling when you have a Facebook or Instagram account, when you're like, I should be posting, but I don't really know what to post at this moment. And so there's this, it's horrible.
Yeah, my Instagram, I was looking back, it was so strong, like going back 3 years ago. Yeah, really good quality Visco sort of shots.
And then you just started posting screenshots from FaceTime.
I reckon you were doing a mix of anything.
Maybe too try hard was I back then?
But there was anything. You were just throwing up anything plus it's like you're a good photographer. So there's great photography plus dirty.
But if you go back like 2 years, it was just good stuff. Like you wouldn't see a screen grab.
Yeah. But I was feeling like these platforms, they really alter people's feelings. Mm-hmm. And it's because there's no plan. Because if you were to set a plan in place and then be okay with that, so it's like I post every second day or I post once a day, and then you're good with that. You don't have that feeling. It's when you've got no – it's the last minute thing.
So you need a bit of a schedule, you're thinking?
Something around that, but it's linked to the creative process as well, not just posting. So it's like
– Well, food, you used to be able to – like I got a great photo of the food that I had on the weekend.
Do you post it?
No, because you don't do that anymore.
Yeah.
I just think, don't you boys think?
No, I know. I'm just challenging.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't post. I mean, I wouldn't post food.
Months. Yeah. You posted something of Grace?
Yes. Yeah. Oh, at the beach house.
Cuties.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah, that was your
and so what are you,
quota.
Yeah, definitely.
And so what are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know the answer, but I just was trying to communicate something I think a lot of us probably feel. Like the tension of I've got a post and then you're trying to write the caption, you're getting it distracted. Mm-hmm. You're like, fuck off, just let me do this. Mm-hmm. Have you had that moment? I mean, just captions, let me fucking get this
well,
done.
I think captions come pretty natural to me. I feel like captions are the hard bit for you.
Where's the friction? I'm much better at captions now. I don't give a shit as much as but
I don't know, I reckon I'm pretty quick with the posts now. Like I do a lot of the throwbacks. If I go on Instagram, I'm like, we haven't posted for 7 hours.
Yeah.
I just come to the rescue.
I guess it's the distraction. Uh-huh. It's there is no excuse if you by yourself on the couch.
Yeah, it's when you're out. Well, that's why people batch these things or it's I'm going to go and, do it when I get home or I'm going to spend 10 minutes doing it.
I think it's if you don't have a plan that they have created a not manipulating platform, but like something that will dictate it for you. It will dictate your feeling. And so then taking control is like, I'll post when I want and I'll be okay that I don't do anything outside of that.
Have you, when you go to the cafe, do you put your name down on a piece of paper?
I have been. Yeah. Tommy times 3.
Okay. You don't put everyone's phone number. You don't put Amy's number.
A lot of the places, Long Street Cafe, we now just party of 3. Tommy, just put your name down. I know the other Gronks.
Yeah. I was thinking about how much of a privacy concern that is.
Mm. Well, when George and I, this was first beer back, this was weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, mm-hmm. when we just moved back into the office, we went to a place around the corner and there was a list of names and numbers. And I said to the guy when I was writing mine down, I was like, imagine if I just like knew someone on here and I was like, oh, I don't want to come now because I've seen that John's here. Mm-hmm. Or you want someone's number. And he's like, I hadn't even thought about that with the yeah. paper system.
Yeah, you could take photo. I was thinking I could take a photo of this cafe.
Yeah.
And then I could social engineer, contact them and say, hey, it's Josh here from the cafe this morning. Mm. You actually underpaid. I can actually just put it through now for you. I know this is weird. You can come back in. The other option is just pay by credit card now.
Yeah. Or you can pay ID, you know, like just here, send this number some money.
Yeah.
Pay ID.
Especially if it's a small business as well. Like,
yeah,
you could probably get away with it.
Yeah. It was just $16.30. It's fine. It'll be that.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like there's a few issues with it.
Can't believe that hasn't happened.
Yeah. Well, just
there's a lot of dark shit you could think of that hasn't happened.
Which I do, yeah.
Which I do too. I think about dark stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, how has that not happened more? Mm. Like, if I can think about it.
Some security. Actually,
I was thinking about this.
Here we go. Do you want to say it?
Yeah. I was thinking when there's fires, right? Summer. Mm-hmm. Imagine if there was like 50 people that band together and at, you know, 9 a.m., they poured petrol all through sort of the suburban, like around, you know, Abbotsford and South Yarra.
Yeah.
And the then Yarra Trail. At 9:30, everyone lit it.
Yeah, it's not
that. That's dark. Don't fucking do that. Yeah. But you can easily think of dark shit. Mm-hmm. And it's good that humans
disaster,
don't. It's good
it?
That humans don't do this stuff.
Well, there's a great YouTube channel that I was watching. You know how you can land on one of those websites and it takes over, especially if you're on a Windows machine, takes over your whole computer, says you have to call a number to get it unfrozen. Basically, what's it says you've got a virus, which is fake. And so anyway, there's a guy on YouTube. I actually want to get him on the show because he hacks the scammers. So he calls them up, and while they are taking control of his computer, he's taking control of their computer, and then over weeks gets all the information about them, and puts these massive because they have a bunch of phone numbers. He bombards them with phone calls to the point where they have to shut down the whole call center.
Oh, wow.
But
that's great.
That is so good.
Yeah.
I feel like it would be fun to get someone like that on the show.
Hack the hacker.
Mm.
I mean, there is also the worry, though, because there is real underground subcultures of hackers where they're on, they dox people or they swat people. So this one person who was going down a rabbit hole trying to source who hacked someone's Snapchat, this podcast I was listening to, they got someone on who was an expert that mm-hmm. had like a back end system to type in mobile numbers to see if it's linked to anyone that is under investigation, real high up in the government. The guy said, great, so we're going to go after these people, but here's what you need to do. You need to change your mobile number. You need to... you can port it to Google numbers, so you never actually have a number. I didn't even know about
this.
So
Google numbers isn't available in Australia.
No. So so it's like a digital.
It's a good like I would love. Was it called Google numbers or Google Call?
Google Call, and so it's like a digital number.
Yeah, and so you can do all fun things with it. Voicemail. I think they may be discontinuing it as a product, but it was going back 8 or 9 years ago. It was a cool idea because you could. Yeah, set
Google
it to
Voice.
Google that Voice, yeah.
And so he said, change that. You need to get all of these things wiped. So you need to call all these databases about your tax. Your tax information is everywhere. There's just sites that do it. Your address is here. You need to change it all up. And you need to go down to the local police station and say that you think that you're going to get swatted, meaning someone's going to call through a serious incident that's happening at your address and the SWAT team will come, but nothing's going on.
I was thinking, I was thinking next time. Remember when I moved house and I said, I'm not going to tell anyone where I live? And then I started taking photos and made it very obvious where I live.
Yeah. And now everyone comments about it.
Yeah.
Like floor to ceiling windows. Yeah. Jesus, how do you do
that? Or they'll say, yeah, that was just out the front of your... Nick Cullen said, I am out the front of your joint. But yes, I want to... I was thinking not much of an issue at the moment, but as we get potentially bigger or just sort of more people are listening...
Mm.
Famous.
Say it.
Yeah, when I'm a star. Yeah,
George has gone off grid.
GB has gone into some form of witness protection with the success of Hump Day and all the controversial shit that he said. Yeah.
One thing I'll be annoyed to have to do at some point is change my mobile number. It's an OG Optus number. So Hayden did.
I don't think you'll need to change it.
Well.
You think you're going to get that famous? Well, all I'm doing is wanting to. When I move next, I'm just not going to really post about it with the idea that it's a bit of a safe space. So
yeah,
say if something did happen, say if someone said right now, I'm going to come and fucking kill you. I'm going to come to your house or whatever.
Yeah. Just go to 242.
Well, you'd think that people would potentially know where we live or they could work it out pretty easily. It'd be nice to have the safety mechanism where it's like they don't even know what suburb.
It would be nice. I think that, but then there's heaps of people that
there's a lot of famous people where it's like, oh, there's their house, you know exactly where they're, and they don't have an issue. But 2020, it's in my eyes then. Fuck, it's going big. It needs some almonds.
Back on the mobile number thing.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I'm annoyed if I ever have to change my number is that it's an easy number-ish. It's easy-ish to remember. You know how they start getting all sort of 0491. Mm-hmm.
What about Richard Wilkins' number, one of the best numbers?
Oh, you remember it, don't you?
Yeah.
I guess Dickie's famous.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't need to change his
number.
And
he's got a very good phone number.
And you could find out where Dickie lives.
Mm-hmm.
It's in the paper.
Is it?
Well, he's – where does Richard Wilkins – I've done this to heaps of people.
How much is there – property worth?
Oh, that would be like 9 million, 10 million bucks.
You think?
Definitely.
I was going to say.
Inside Richard Wilkins' $5 million family home. That was, there's 2020. Oh, there's the bar. I'm looking at his son up on the bar. Anyway, you can easily find out where these people live.
Mm-hmm. I had a good weekend too. Thanks for asking.
What did you get up to?
Yeah.
My AirPod Pros got replaced.
Oh, that's exciting. Was it hard?
So
was he hard? Absolutely.
No, so pumped up. For people who weren't aware, I got AirPod Pros. They stopped working straight away. The left ear was playing up, and what I thought was that it was my left ear that has issues after doing that fireworks docker when getting a bit of a blast, and so it's been a bit crackly. So I thought that potentially the crackle was in my ear.
Mm.
I got Bree to test the AirPods. She was getting the same crackle. Took them to Officeworks. I'd had them for 3 weeks when I took them. And the guy at Officeworks said, it's a 15-day policy. Apple has a 15-day policy. If it's outside of that, has to go in for repair, right? So it's like, I was going to give pushback. I used to be the ombudsman guy. I would say, you know, I'm going to contact the ACCC or whatever. But I was like, I'm going to go along with it.
Yep.
Went along with it. He said... we actually walk up the AirPods to the Apple repair place. It's very close by. So I'm going to give you a tracking number for your – they use SolveUp, this software to be able to manage these issues. So you might not get all of the tracking details because we walk it up rather than a courier. I said, fine. He said it will take around 3 business days. So I gave them 2 weeks. I rock up to Officeworks and I know I hadn't received any notification that it was there. And I said, hi, I'm here to collect my AirPods. And they said, they went back 10 minutes, came back out. They said,
what do they do out there, to be honest? What are they up to?
I have no idea.
Just thinking of something.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah. And so, they said, did you get a notification? I said, no, I didn't. I said, Tim told me that I wouldn't necessarily get a notification because it gets
Cook.
No, I didn't throw Tim Cook's name out there. No, Tim, the guy who served me originally. And so anyway, they said, oh, sorry, you're just going to have to wait until it all comes through. And I said, I was speaking to my mate who works in consumer law, potentially a lie. And he said that I should have just had a replacement then and there. He said, oh. And then I pulled out my receipt, which is like I brought it back within the 30 days. And he's like, oh, yeah. If it was 30 days, you should have just gotten a replacement. And so anyway, he's like, well, the problem is now it's off to get repaired. So it's going to be a bit hard. I said, okay, here's a solution. What you do is you replace my AirPods now. And then when your manager's back on the weekday, you can sort out all that other stuff. And so that's what we did.
And so did he say, oh, yeah, that makes sense. I'll get you new ones now.
Yeah, he was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I'll just speak to the manager. I think Sundays are a good day to go to Officeworks.
Yeah, they're hungover or over it.
Well, no, because the manager's not there. So, And I think there's obviously the tension. And so the other thing too is he was like, oh, look, manager's in during the week. And I did sort of, I positioned my job that I could have been an essential service.
What did you say?
Well, I just said, look, I'm absolutely flat out during the week. So flat out. So I never said that I was a nurse, but I sort of, it's a busy time, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
COVID, it's a busy time. I'm exhausted.
And so you got brand new ones. Yeah, I want to
They
know,
work fucking great now.
What happens with the old ones? Like who, I mean, is it
not
just
my problem.
There must be some scheme with Apple. You send stuff back that's been broken and then repaired and then it's
like cleaning that for the next person.
It's an interesting one to resell.
No.
Or does some? I mean, I would take, if I worked at Officeworks and it was like, hands up, who wants $100 AirPod Pro?
Used.
$100.
No, as in like internally, it's like we're going to sell them.
Broken AirPod. Oh, okay. So if after they're repaired.
Yeah, after. It's like when you take your phone back and trade it back in. There is an interesting thing that they do. They send them overseas and refurbish them and put them into countries that, you know, are a bit, you know.
What do they
do? Poorer than our, you know.
Is that what they do?
Yeah, it's definitely the mobile phone stuff.
I saw an interesting
look
article.
Look that upstairs. What happens to all that traded in Apple products? Or maybe they give them to like Kogan because you can buy refurbished phones through Kogan. Mm-hmm.
You can also buy refurbished phones from Apple directly.
Really?
But only in the US, yeah.
You can buy refurb.
Through Apple?
Not phones.
Oh, not phones, sorry.
You can get all the like MacBooks and stuff.
Anything on there?
Sorry, just looking at
Dispatch from program. Apple. So we got Apple TV 4K.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth saying the 4K bit? Is that just the new one? Is that just the brand new Apple TV?
Yeah, I wouldn't bother.
It was an up. You could either choose the 4K one or not.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a 4K TV?
Not sure. It's a big fucker. It looks big. 60-inch Kogan.
You'd want it to be 4K.
Saying all these things to
60-inch Kogan.
How fast is your car? Well, I know it's red.
And so
big wheels.
We got Amy put that order in.
Comfy chairs.
It was like 3 days or something for the order. They were like, you'll get it in 3 to 5 days and your laptop will come in 2 weeks. We got it in a day. How does that work?
Well, because the TV stock would have been local. And
just their dispatch next level, like being able to get.
Well, look
that
at Amazon. Amazon in the States, you can get something delivered within hours.
Get your toothpaste. Mm. Run out of toothpaste.
Mm-hmm. We're getting going to the shops.
It's full on.
Definitely. Yeah, I mean, I am finding like Bree's been giving me more tasks around things like toilet paper and toothpaste.
I mean, to be fair, they're harder tasks in this present day.
To buy them.
Yeah.
Like that's. I mean, they're. You know, people are panic buying that shit still.
Well, and so I've changed my route, not to reveal where I live, but I walk up Smith Street to Collingwood after being in Abbotsford in the office.
Yeah.
And so, I've changed my direction. Foodworks is not really that great.
Oh, they're horrendous.
What do you got against them?
Just, I don't know about, like, expensive, firstly, real expensive.
Yeah, they're a quickie mart style, like a fast.
Like an easy mart.
easy, like quick, you know, it's their customers. It's like, fuck, I forgot to get the tuna with that shit that my partner told me to grab.
Yeah.
And then you're like, go there and pay $6 for a can of tuna. Yeah.
Where did you get all of your groceries from for last night?
Well, so we went to IGA to get them. And then IGA don't have cheap frozen berries. It's like $8 a bag. And so then we drove to Coles and then got frozen berries from Coles. And there's a 2-bag limit. And so I bought 8 of them.
You bought 8?
Yeah.
But there's a 2-bag limit.
You just go through on different transactions.
Oh, my God. That's a Gronk move.
That's such a Gronk move. They had plenty of stock. It was fine. And then, anyway, so then.
Oh, my God.
Then we bought them.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but we go through a bag a day of frozen berries. So it's fine. But anyway, so then we left, but we forgot to buy chicken, so we went back to Coles and bought chicken.
And so what's the experience? Was Grace with you when you did that?
Yeah, she put through a transaction.
So she's part of the problem. And so what have you learnt about your relationship going to the supermarket?
I think we're good. I think we're great when we go to the supermarket. Grace loves to pick up like little bits and pieces. Like if there's a bliss ball, she'll grab that, which I quite enjoy because I get one on the way out of the supermarket.
So what did you
no list.
What did it come to? What was your order? What was the
I think
receipt cost?
$40, something like that. Mm-hmm. And then we had to go back and buy chicken. So like
any hacks that Grace has when it comes to shopping?
Nah.
Onions.
Oh, she loves scanning her flybys.
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Loves the rewards.
Yeah, my sister's the same. Whenever there's weird shit in the pantry, it's because she got it for flybys.
Yeah,
it's like I had to buy this packet of roll-ups or whatever.
Yeah,
roll-ups.
Are you taking a trolley or just a basket?
Nah, we just hands, no basket.
Did you bring your own bags?
Yeah, she's got a Docker's bag.
Just the one for everything.
Just one, or you just carry it to the car. Most of the time, we just carry it to the car. Just in our hands.
Okay, how's it all going with Grace living at your parents?
That's great. I mean, now that we got the heater, she doesn't get cold at night anymore. And mum and dad love her, so.
Good banter, like family banter?
Yeah, good banter, yeah.
What do you talk about?
Well, must have been Saturday, I think we were going through her Spotify playlists, sussing out what music she listens to. Dad was just scrolling through.
Oh, really?
Was he happy? It was great. Yeah, no, he loved it. He pulled out a couple. He's like, oh, I know them.
Is it interesting seeing your father and the relationship he has with your partner?
I think it's great. I really like it. It's sort of sweet.
So I remember, introducing girlfriends to your parents, partners to your parents. It's always an interesting one. Just to see, it's interesting watching an adult, like as you become an adult, seeing how people are as people.
You see how tweaked your parents are.
yeah. You're realizing that everyone's flawed and they're not your hero. I mean, they are. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, we're all fucked up.
Do you know what's really fucked up? So I wasted so much time on Friday night.
Doing what?
Wasted my whole night. So,
how much do you know? Like, when did this time?
I reckon it was probably over an hour and a half, an hour and 45 minutes.
What were you looking up?
So, you had a recommendation.
Yes.
Eurovision.
Yep.
Will Ferrell.
Fire Saga.
The actor who she's in Hot Chick.
Rachel
McAdams.
McAdams. Love her.
How good is she in it? Did you? Oh, hang on, we'll get there.
So, we were watching it as a so after you left, I think we were saying, let's all do it as a team.
Yeah.
We will all watch it together on text message.
Yeah.
And so Jess had said, let's do 8:00. And then she left. And then when she left, Sev said, let's actually do 8:30.
No. We had 8:30 before. So we had 8:30 and then Jess came. And then we did 8. And then I said, are we doing 8 or 8:30? Let's do 8:30.
So anyway, Jess had left. She was under the impression we were starting at 8:00.
Yep.
And so she messaged me at 7:50 and said, hey, I'm ready for the watch party. I don't have Sev's and Grace's number. Can you set up the group?
Yep.
So I set up the group. And then Sev's took a while. He took probably 15 minutes to get back to us.
God.
And he said, 8:30, going to do 8:30. Then 8:35, 8:40, He's like, I'm having ice cream with the family. He positions it. It's a great position because he's like, he's a family. He turns it
I'm
into a family the family guy.
Guy. Yeah. I'm a is family like, guy.
He commits to something. What pisses me off about it is you committed to it. You said, I'm going to do it. And then he makes out like I'm the unreasonable. Like we're guys, I'm fucking having ice cream with the family. Guy. Just let me enjoy my ice cream with the family. Oi, fuckhead. Don't say you're going to go to the movie. Like you've wasted. I don't care about my time. You've embarrassed me in front of Jess because I keep saying, no, 97's very reliable. He fucking comes late to the meeting. It's just like, he's the late guy. Late lauder is what she's calling him. Late lauder. And so anyway, we end up, Jess messages and says, hey, like she needs to get to bed at some point. So it's like, we're going to start it at 8:45.
She was tired. I heard her say on Friday that she hadn't slept much that week.
And so anyway, we started, and then the real time waste came. It was one of the worst films.
Shittest movie.
And so, worst films I've ever seen.
You know what? I'd blame that on Sevs. I never set it up to be the best film on earth. It's a lighthearted, funny film. It's a lighthearted, funny film.
I think you might have. It's
absolutely not.
The thing is, I feel like you need like a...
You need to be on drugs.
Yeah. No, but you need, like, for a recommendation, for something to be good enough to recommend on the show, I feel like it has to be at least 8.5 out of 10.
I watch two movies a year.
Watch more.
I watched two movies, and that was what you sent me. Like, I literally said, there goes Iron Man. There goes
Iron Man, John Wick.
And the thing is, Matrix. So you talked so highly. Of Eurovision that I was like, that's what I'm going to watch.
I said it was funny. I said it was enjoyable. It's like a lighthearted film.
And Bree's undiagnosed OCD says that when we start a movie, we have to finish it.
So we had
to fucking watch the whole thing.
Yeah.
And so I was just like, I couldn't believe it. I was like, how does this get made?
It's ridiculous, isn't it?
Can I add to this quickly?
Yes.
So I was also going to be in that watch party, but I said, nah, 8:30, too late. I'll be asleep. Because I fall asleep in every movie. So I was like, I'm going to start it early and finish before everyone.
So you didn't finish it?
Went home. We started it, me and Hannah, at 7.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh, yeah, watching. And then an hour in, we paused it and we looked at each other and said, is it good? Is it good? Do you like it? And unfortunately, we didn't continue to watch it.
No, Bree literally said, "Are you sure this was the movie he was talking about?" Why do you think? Where's the disconnect?
But it's this is the thing. If you listen to critics, they shouldn't be listened to. There shouldn't be film critics. This is just a gronk saying this is a good film.
So you loved it?
I thought it was funny. I thought it was stupid. I thought it was.
I had another mate Anchorman. Who loved it as well.
Yeah.
And he said, you can't go into it thinking it's going to be a great movie.
But maybe I hyped it too much because I enjoyed it. Like, we didn't have anything.
Yeah.
If anything, we weren't going to watch it. And then we're like, that's probably the only thing we can watch right now. And so I didn't know about
why?
It. Because we're just on Netflix. There's so much garbage on Netflix. And then it was like, that was in the top rated
but
or
don't you
top
think
in
that,
Australia.
Don't you think, though, that when you say, okay, this is Will Ferrell, it is silly. Even if you were selling it in like that, I was expecting Anchorman quality.
It's actually not bad on, 6.6 out of 10?
Nah, it's pretty bad. 6.6.
But Anchorman 2 is way better than Anchorman 1. But I also think that if you don't like films, there's not going to be much
that you
get recommended.
I think it's a generalization. I watched a documentary on the Great Depression and felt... happier about everything after watching that on the weekend than I did watching Eurovision.
Yeah.
No joke.
It's
very interesting.
Yeah.
There's a lot of similarities.
Short doco on YouTube?
No, it was a longer one. It was on Curiosity Stream, I believe. Do you know what year the crash was?
Oh, yeah.
The big crash?
What, the Great Depression?
28, I reckon.
26?
1929.
Oh, close.
Yeah. And so they, it was very interesting. A lot of people had finance because they'd all bought the Model T. There's a lot of similarities to what's happening now, I feel. You know, there was it affected the middle class because they were all getting into the stock market. And they I think it dropped 25% in one day, but it over time lost 80%. And a bunch of people were doing things like they were taking cash out of their till because they were sold that they could never lose money. And so people were like working at shops and they would take the money out of the till, put it into the stock market and then take out the winnings. And so you imagine you've got people doing this at scale and then all of a sudden they lose it all.
Fuck.
So a lot of people.
Very annoying.
Yeah. And there was the president of at the time was a guy named Hoover, and he wasn't providing much welfare support, all that sort of thing. They had these massive sort of tent cities in Central Park.
Fuck.
Very interesting. Yeah. I can't remember what it's called, but Curiosity Stream is very good. It's like a if you like those YouTube style videos that go through and deconstruct different things that happened. I also watched one on a guy who was lost at sea. What do you reckon the longest time someone's lost at sea for?
As in not in a boat, in the water.
In a boat.
Oh you could be like over
so long.
18 months or something.
Nah, like 5 years.
No, well he didn't have it. So
five years.
No, it was 430 something days. Oh, but he
That's a long time.
It was a fisherman. Ended up traveling something like 5,000 miles. Had to. He got sued by the parents, the family of the guy who was on the boat because they accused him of eating their kid.
And he did.
He said that he threw him overboard after he stopped eating. Yeah, they were eating like the blood of turtles to stay alive. I mean, the way that you guys are describing it is like he's on a fucking cruise ship. He was on like a fishing boat with nothing.
Sorry, but how can you not get to land in 400 days?
The boat's broken. There's no. It's not a sailboat, so he doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're going from like the swells and tide and current.
I could do it.
Yeah. So he was a very experienced fisherman.
You'd be at the
not
mercy
good enough.
Of the-
Not good enough. Where's he catching fish?
Well, he's a good fisherman, not necessarily good at driving the boat.
Yeah, true. But then there's the water problem.
Yeah, but he. They would have bottles that they would use as. Rainwater. He was sued for $1 million and then
for the kid.
Yeah, he was a young guy in his 20s. The one that he ate, or he didn't eat
when he threw overboard.
Yeah, but his lawyer ended up coming after him too because his lawyer believed that he deserved some of the cash in the book that he got a book deal.
Oh, yeah.
And so the lawyer was coming after that. So very interesting though. That was another YouTube just going down a rabbit hole.
Great.
You guys watch any good docos? I watch Savile.
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's horrendous, isn't it?
Jimmy Savile?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Sick fuck.
Yeah. Oh, I love, just Louis going back on his old work, I think, is so cool.
Mm-hmm. And you also get that little bit more of an insight because you're he starts the whole doco in Louis's house and he goes to that box.
Yeah.
Of a box of memories, and I felt that it was a bit of a different side to Louis that we haven't seen before. On Stan, if you want to watch it.
Just to finish off, Crystal's written through in the comments saying that Chrissy Teigen, do you know who she is?
John Legend.
John Legend's wife.
Yeah.
Comedian?
Lip Sync Battle.
Yes, Lip Sync Battle.
Yeah, she was on that. She's awesome on Twitter, but she was speaking to like, I guess the answering questions around what it's like to be famous.
Mm-hmm.
One of them was like, what's the normal thing Chrissy misses being able to do? And so one of them was grocery store, but she still tries. Do Chrissy and John pay to cut the line at restaurants? These are two very famous people. I make reservations and don't give them option to say no. She calls them up and says, hey, it's Chrissy Teigen, and I'd like to make a reservation for two for John Legend. Do you have any availability?
It sounds like that's Mexican great. Canteen.
Yeah. But if she just says,
yeah, four people, sorry, we're all out for Jansen. Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Do celebrities travel on planes? This is an interesting one. Like,
no, there you go, boat only.
There is a terminal a mile from the airport that you pay membership for. They do the same security privately and take you to the plane in a car. Fuck, that's good. That'd be from LAX.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go
on
through.
A commercial flight still?
Mm. Sounds like it, yeah.
That's right.
And you get taken on to first class.
Oh, so you're still playing. I mean, first class on domestic is.
Well, you wouldn't. I mean, that's probably international. If you're coming to Australia, you're flying on the big bird up front,
mm-hmm.
propped up in your little bed, flat bed. You know?
Done that.
Been there, done that.
Living the dream. Living the dream.
All right. Any other news?
America turned 200-something, 270-something.
Mm-hmm.
4th of July.
The Trump stuff, like if you have a chance, watch him.
You see Kanye.
Kanye's going for prez.
Yeah. But it's worth following.
Elon Musk backed him as well.
Really?
Yeah.
The White House, their YouTube channel.
Yeah, you said they've got a YouTube.
Yeah, it's what very funny. Very do? Funny. They've got the what's it called? Where the rocks with the presidents behind them. What's that called? I've gone blank. Yeah.
Mount Rushmore.
Yes, Mount Rushmore. So they did the 4th of July celebrations there, and it is pretty funny, the whole thing. Like watching.
What's the go with that place?
What, Mount Rushmore?
Isn't that the weirdest thing?
Carving into.
Wasn't it in Richie Rich?
It's been in heaps of films. It's been in
such a weird thing.
The
to do.
Griswolds, Family Vacation.
It is such
Richie
a
Rich was
thing,
a good. Anyway, so just watching Donald Trump go on stage, they had this very patriotic song play, and obviously they'd decided, hey, we're going to play this song, but hadn't really thought through how long the song was, and so it had. You know, they introducing the president of the United States, you know, Donald Trump, and he comes and walks out and he's on stage and he's at the lectern and then he goes to talk and then you can see on his face that he realizes like, oh, fuck, it's going to be disrespectful to cut the song short. And so they just play the whole song and he's just sort of standing there. It's just like, I just don't understand from a logistics perspective how they get this wrong. Surely they'd say, okay, the song goes for 6 minutes.
Maybe he's too tough to talk to.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's too, you know, he's got too many people around him, shielding him. So it's like the event organizer's like, fuck, I haven't been able to tell anyone in the team because it's too hard to get through.
Yeah.
There's always someone saying, stop right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that makes sense.
And then you just like looking at Melania Trump and just, she never wants to be there. You can see that like it's a forced. Yeah.
Forced smile. Yeah.
Well, just like you, because you see, like, it's so short lived. Any time, like, it's minimum viable smile.
Mm.
Just smile just for as much as you have to, and then realize where you are. Seriously.
Minimum viable
smile.
The filming's a bit pov, to be honest. Like, the whole thing's a bit pov, isn't it?
Yeah, there was a great bit that, did you see Leon Sjogren did an Insta story? It's like one of the, because it's all military personnel who I don't quite understand how do you start off working in the military and end up being one of the singers?
Yeah.
What are they doing? They're singing.
Yeah, like it's like, okay, all right, you're on the guns, you're on the nukes, and you can be the singer. Lead singer. Yeah.
Maybe it's just going back to your roots, like Sev's in the future. Goes back to singing in the choir. Fuck,
I need to find it because it's a great bit where it's just like there's no one, right? Obviously, because of the COVID and stuff, there was certain restrictions that were still there.
Yeah.
But he was the guy's just fucking giving it all. He's in his military outfit. He's just fucking like pointing the microphone to the crowd. He's like, yeah, that's what we want.
I'm literally on the Australian Defence Force website and you can apply to be a musician.
Really?
Yeah.
Could you imagine Guy Sebastian just fucking, I'm joining the army as a fucking. There was something about it that reminded me of.
It's probably not bad coin. Like it's
70K.
Fuck.
Well, they tell you on there.
Yeah. Plus generous superannuation. So
Amy's brother's going to do the Army Reserves.
Oh, yeah.
So you do the training and stuff. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they've ever activated the reserves in the Australian. So
I think they did recently for the fire stuff.
Was that not the...
Or Navy.
Just the actual... Look it up, but maybe... I thought that sure too, that was but the reserves. I said that time. She didn't think that it happened. She just thought that the military was... pushed out to help.
Mm-hmm. It's interesting,
but you can make it's like good money part time.
Mm-hmm.
But if there was a war, you have to go to war, or the tax
free pay,
tax free 70K.
No. This is on the Army Reserve, tax free pay part time. Yeah,
It is interesting. The
got no interest.
Yeah, the military stuff. Like you go into the States, they board the planes first. You know, all that sort of thing.
Mm.
Very sort of. Patriotic. Mm. You go to a baseball or basketball you know, you're expected to sort of, I guess you stand, national anthem in Australia, you stand, yeah.
People wanted
you stand,
to
but people do the whole, like hand on chest type of thing. Mm. I was wondering the difference, like old mate Donald was doing sort of you know, what's that called?
Salute.
Salute, doing a salute. I was wondering, like, when you can do a salute. But it's, there's, Brie and I were watching it, and she was like, it reminds me of when we look at North Korea, and we're like, you know, dictatorships, and we're like, oh, this is whack. It's like, I don't know if it's just the, I don't know if I would have had that reaction. I'm sure that Obama did the same sort of stuff, but I feel like the mix of patriotism with Trump and all of the rah-rah, and then also the rhetoric around like how he talks, it sort of feels like this combination where it's like, is this all going to crumble?
You hope not. You hope not. I wonder what the military condition is like in the States at the moment. They've got a big problem with COVID-19 and the political landscape. I wonder if, like, Amy and I were talking about the power of America, and I was saying, surely their military's fine. Like, if China were to attack them or something crazy happens, it's like they're still strong in the defense force over there.
Yeah, it's scary. It's such a massive industry as well. Like, so many people are employed by the military.
Well, what's the military thing here? They're putting a heap of money into the defense force in Australia, $200 billion or something.
Really?
Just last week, there was a whole bunch of talk about it. So they're still spending money.
It's weird, isn't it? I feel like I don't know if it's just because I'm watching all these docos, but all of a sudden I'm getting real weird about this world.
Oh, mate.
Don't you think? Just like the whole thing, just like this is like the simulation stuff starts to become more of a, like the Kanye thing. And I mean, I sort of want Kanye to be like, is Kanye worse than Trump?
Which
one? So for me, I feel like Kanye would at least really tie the knot or cement how fucking ridiculous of it is. So I feel like it's just like we need, let's go peak ridiculous.
At and least so then, Kanye would be able to rap his inaugural, you know, speech or put
imagine how good the 4th of July stuff. Hands up! You know, just like putting hands just up in the air, fucking just like really performing.
He won't get it.
I was thinking like how, the first thing I thought of was how funny would it be my dad, some other old guy at a dinner party talking about Kanye West, you know, or like your grandfather or something.
Oh, it's so
weird. That's what I was thinking, just like the whole Trump thing. Like you do think about that. You're like, oh, it's a, and then you also think about freedom and then you see the numbers in all the COVID stuff and it's like, is this just the biggest rot? Like this idea that you're free and you can do what you want, but all these people are dying. Mm. Like, are you really free? It's interesting, like watching the, I don't know anything. I'm just like, you know, making some claims based on a few things I've watched, but it is interesting watching the docos and then being like, oh, you can see all these things have all happened before.
I mean, the states have been positioned, they've positioned themselves. Think about knowing of them as when you were a kid, just like, you know, the land of opportunity and all these things that were like built in people's minds over there, and how the effects of what's happened recently has just sort of toppled that and gives you a new perspective on them. They've got a massive branding problem, the United States.
But then you also look, not to go too dark and we'll finish on this, but the watching the Great Depression stuff, that was what helped Hitler come into power. That sort of destabilization with the US shitting the bed. They then called in all their cash from Germany. Well, there was a bunch of loans or whatever and they called it all in, put Germany in a real tough position. And then before you know it,
and they got on the back foot.
Yeah. And so, yeah, it is, we're in a lot of trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. But we've got a podcast and we do it every day and we'll be here through it all. Isn't that crazy to think? You say if there was World War III, just doing the podcast. Do you think that's fucking weird?
Yeah. Yeah, it would be real strange, wouldn't
it? It'd be so strange.
Just like,
I mean, a pandemic is strange enough doing it through.
But imagine doing it in a bunker or something.
Imagine if you had a war and, oh, yeah.
That'd be good. Bunker.
I mean, it depends what happens to internet. Maybe we wouldn't bunker live edition on YouTube.
Bunker edition chats. What did everyone start doing?
I would just be fucking pissed off with the acoustics. Just fucking real.
It's no Wi-Fi. Yeah. We've lost signal.
Yeah.
We're not live on YouTube.
The bunkers
anymore.
Would have horrendous acoustics. You'd need to sort of.
You'd have to plant the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of sort of speak to Nissan and get his mate from the Persian rug shop.
You'd need a lot of rugs.
Yeah.
A lot of rugs.
But surely, I guess, in wartime, there'll be fucking. Things will
They'll
be cheap.
Still be on sale.
Lots of sandbags, though, that we could use to.
Wouldn't they be used? It's sort of like the whole. You'd assume it's like masks.
Probably get them before. They would probably use them before we get them.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. I think we'd be low on the list. All right. Well, it's a daily talk show.
I hope your day's been brightened up by all of this.
Yeah. No, it's all going to be good. Like, it's like getting on a plane.
What is it? Assume you're fucked.
Just assume you're dead.
Because chances are you won't.
Chances are you will.
Well, no, there's a low chance that you'll die on a plane.
Yeah, but if you go in with a bit of sort of expectation of death and then you come on the other end.
Undersell, over-deliver.
Yeah, exactly. All you can do is be
Because most grateful. Planes will over-deliver and keep you alive.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a motto of our podcast.
Yeah. It's a daily talk show. Set tomorrow, guys. Have a good one.
See you guys.